This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is the wolf.
This is the wolf.
Aru!
Aru, indeed.
There's a monster in my podcast.
There's a sentence in here that is a fave of mine, and I bet you it's the same one you have highlighted.
Let me see here.
Actually, let's count down to three and then both read the sentence and see if we're reading the same sentence in tandem.
Okay. I've got a couple highlighted
here. The first one that you probably have highlighted.
Okay. Okay.
Three, two, one.
The truth is that never in recorded.
So right before that, shrouded in mystery and suspicion, they're viewed as vicious killers that slaughter men and animals alike for lack of better things to do.
Okay.
I don't think anyone has ever thought that wolves kill people because they're bored.
like any predator, I assume they kill out of necessity.
Yeah.
They're not house cats, you know?
Yeah, better things to do.
hey, buddy, you gonna get a jump start on your taxes?
I don't feel like it. It's only January.
Yeah. So again, this is written by a wolf apologist, which
very much so.
I could understand. Like, you know, wolves are cool. I would come to
the sentence you're about to read is good too. Like, this is a surprisingly good. Usually these animal ones are kind of bad, but this one is surprisingly pretty good.
Right. So, like you said, people think they kill people for lack of better things to do. The truth is that never in recorded history has a non-rabid or non-charmed wolf attacked any creature having an equal or higher intellect than itself.
That is a really bold statement.
Yeah.
Never in recorded history.
Yes.
And its intelligence is 2 to 4. So, like,
I mean, no, it's 5 to 7, low intelligence. Now, mind you, adventurers, the average of 10, like, adventurers are...
So 5 to 7 is the warg, I think.
No, we're looking at different things. Dire wolves are semi-intelligent, 2 to 4. In the scan that I have here, I can go get the real book if you would like.
No, I'm not asking you to show receipts. It's just me looking at the thing. So mine says wargs are 5 to 7. Regular wolves are 2 to 4.
Right. So 5 to 7 would be like possibly like a blacksmith or something like that. Like, it's, yeah, you know. Like what? One is a jar of mayonnaise. So
yes, yeah. one is a slime, or zero is a jar of mayonnaise. One is like a jar of Miracle Whip, and then you.
It takes a certain amount of cunning to be dead to have that tangy zip.
Yeah. So they would never, anything blacksmith or above, they have never attacked unless they're charmed or rabid in recorded history.
I don't know why I decided to slag off on blacksmiths, because they have to make sure they don't lose fingers. They have to run a business.
They're so goddamn useful, Cole. Why are you trying to make enemies of the blacksmith journeyman guild? We're allies of the podcasters union, Fortolf. Like,
they know what they did.
That's one of those statements that I feel like maybe a wolf told the writer that and he just believed it. Because I don't think that it is true.
It's like a real, like, no true wolf kind of thing.
Yeah.
No true wolf man.
Yeah. No, we'll get there. Yeah. The rest of the thing is just kind of them talking about what they do, you know, running away from humans, hunting their quarry, et cetera, et cetera. It even, this apology, though, the thing that says it doesn't attack humans even comes down to this last line here. If a wolf or wolf pack is attacked by humans, they run away, looking back momentarily to make sure they're not followed.
Mm-hmm.
If backed into an inescapable location, they will attack by tearing at clothing or legs and arms until they have an opening to escape.
Yeah, they'll just wing you.
They have, it's like they're Batman. Like, they have a no-kill policy that is so strict, mm-hmm. like not even in self-defense.
Right.
Well, they kill. I am very skeptical.
Fear of the wolf has resulted in their extinction in many areas. This genocide results in a marked increase of rodents and deer population that has nearly demolished the surrounding ecosystems.
Which is true.
Right.
Which makes me think that, like, Monster Manual Mitch overstepped his boundaries and felt like it was his duty to educate as well as entertain.
Oh, the more you know.
Like, yeah, he didn't want people to read this and think, like, oh, wolves are savage killers, you know, like toads. So he wanted to, like, make sure that no, like, kids who are playing D&D went out and mazes and monstered themselves up some wolves because of the Monster's Manual, you know?
Some wolf meat. Yeah.
Like,
oh, man. man.
Good night.
So this also has dire wolves, wargs, and winter wolves.
Yes.
Dire wolves are just prehistoric, like bigger versions, like saber-tooth wolves, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Wargs are bigger and smarter and evil-er, and they're what goblins have instead of horses.
Right.
Winter wolves are gigantic wolves that breathe ice.
I mean, these are the bosses from the painted world of Ariamas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. These guys are nasty. One of the only things I noticed from that is that their coat here, you know, which is beautiful and glistening, in good condition, a pelt is worth 5,000 gold pieces. The entire economy of the video game Icewind Dale rests on you who's like getting winter wolf pelts, and they're worth like six.
Oh, yeah. So I mean, it's glutted, you know? Like, if diamonds started falling from the sky, we'd be wiping our asses with them. It'd be a terrible idea.
It's this universe without donuts. Yeah. Sorry to step on your shoving diamonds up your ass.
It's fine. It's fine. So to compare this, to make sure that there was some kind of scarcity here, I went all the way back to the Arumvirax.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, our little badger friend with eight legs who eats gold. Its pelt is worth 15,000 to 20,000.
That's actually like pretty in line with this.
Right.
I think the real culprits here are the makers of Icewind Dale.
I think they had different concerns.
Interplay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're dead to me. too late. Trust loss.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.